Hi, this is Jamie Crawford with Breakthrough Ministries. Thanks for downloading our Wow God podcast. Make sure you subscribe to get our latest podcast. We appreciate your partnership. It helps keep our ministry going. We hope you enjoy our podcast. We'd like to welcome everybody to our Wow God podcast. I have Pastor Ron Bruner, Kingfisher First Assembly of God in Kingfisher, Oklahoma, is joining us again. Just want to welcome you today, Pastor Ron.
It's great to be with you again on the podcast, Jamie. We are enjoying doing this with you and the questions that we've been addressing.
Yes, this is part 7, questions people have about the Bible. So we're going to dive right into it. What is the question today, Pastor Ron?
Our question for today is, why should I read the Bible? And this is a question I'd love to answer. And as I was getting ready to answer this one, Pastor Jamie, there seems to be a real need for this because in two different studies, one study by a group called Lifeway done in 2012 found that only 19% of Protestant churchgoers read the Bible every day.
Wow.
And then this one here, Pastor Jamie, you'll especially like it. It was done with the Barna Group, commissioned by the Assemblies of God on Assembly of God church goers, and as you know, that's us, First Assembly of God. So it was done on our own denomination, and they found out of churchgoers that only 21% of them read the Bible daily.
Wow!
So I think it's something we do need to talk about.
Yes,
how much and how often I read the Bible reveals my values.
Ooh, that's good.
What do I value? And because the things that I value, they're the things that I do every day.
Uh-huh.
If I really value it, I do it. And how valuable is the Word of God to our lives? Well, the Bible actually answers this question. In Psalms 119, verse 72, it says, "The law of God's mouth is better unto me than thousands of silver or gold." So the Bible is God's manual on how to live life. And he tells us here, he says, look, it's better to know what the Word of God says than to have thousands in gold and silver.
Yes.
So this is the true value of God's Word. But sometimes we miss out on this, you know.
Uh-huh.
We don't realize that how valuable it really is. And Pastor Jamie, I know you'll love this. As a matter of fact, I'm going to let you answer this question, and you'll be able to. Don't worry. Here it comes. There are only two times to read the Bible.
Yes. When you want to and when you don't.
That's right. And that was taught to us actually by one of Pastor Jamie's mentors, Pastor Steve Hayes.
Yes.
And he's been a real blessing in both of our lives. He's in heaven now, but he taught us that.
Yes.
And I just wanted to put that in this morning because it's just so true. You know, people say, well, you know, I don't feel like reading it. Well, that's the whole point. The Christian life is not by feelings, it's lived by faith.
Ooh, that's good.
And so we just need to read the Bible every day. And when you read the Bible, it creates a relationship between you and Jesus.
Uh-huh.
And that's what the Christian life is about. It's about your relationship with Jesus Christ. See, John 1:1 says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." And then John 1:14 says, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us." So Jesus was and is the living Word of God. One of Jesus' names is actually the Word of God. If you look in Revelation 19:13, it says, "And his name is called the Word of God." So God's Word is the fuel for your spiritual life. Jesus identifies this in Matthew 4:4 when he says, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." So in this verse, Jesus points out to us, Pastor Jamie, that bread is what fuels the natural body, but there's another part of us than just our physical body. There's the spiritual man.
Uh-huh.
There's the soul, which needs fuel too. And the fuel for our spiritual man is the Word of God. We need food to keep our body healthy and operating the way it should, and we need spiritual food to keep our spiritual man healthy also. Our spiritual man needs to feed daily on the Word of God. And the way to grow spiritually is by reading the Word of God. If we look in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2, it says, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the Word, that they may grow thereby. So Peter tells us that the Bible is like milk to a baby.
Ooh, that's good.
And that's what causes a baby to grow. Well, the Word of God causes us to grow. Mm-hmm. And that's why we need that daily intake. You know, you wouldn't take a new baby and think about, well, I don't think I'm going to feed it today.
Yes.
You feed that baby every day, three times a day. You know, you feed it. And so this is what we must do with the Word of God. We need to take it in daily. And, you know, we often hear the phrase, you are what you eat. Mm-hmm. And we know that this is true about our bodies. It's also true about our mind and our thought life. And the Bible says in Proverbs 23, verse 7, it says, for as he thinks in his heart, so is he. So what's the key to good thinking? Well, it's filling your mind with the Word of God, because that will ensure that you're healthy spiritually.
Yes.
And then think of it like this. God's Word are seeds. That's what Luke chapter 8, verse 11 tells us. It says the seed is the Word of God. So every day, Pastor Jamie, there's seeds being planted in our heart, in our minds. Uh-huh. It's seeds from the radio and TV and social media and the newspaper or some magazine that you're reading. And some of those seeds are good, and some of them are bad.
Yes.
They're not all good seeds. But what we receive from the Word of God, the seeds that are there that we plant in our mind, in our heart, by reading the Word of God daily, those seeds that we plant today, they will come up tomorrow and next week and next month, and some of them will come up next year. But that's when you're planting the good seeds, and they're going to produce good things in your life. That's when we need to be planting some of God's Word in our life every day. Isaiah 55:11 says it like this. It says, so shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return void unto me, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it will prosper in the thing whereunto I send it. What a wonderful promise, Pastor Jamie.
Yes.
Because this says that the Word of God is going to accomplish what God wants to accomplish in my life. And it's going to produce prosperity in my life. What God plants in us through his seed, the Word of God, will produce fruit in our life. David says it like this in Psalms chapter 1, verses 2 and 3. David said that he thought on God's Word day and night. He says, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he does will prosper. So this tree that's planted by the river, it gets everything it needs because it's drawing it out of this river, out of this resource that's never ending. And we do the same thing out of the Word of God. We draw what we need from the Word of God, and it's a resource that's never ending, and it makes our life fruitful and causes us to prosper. That's what the Scripture says happens to the tree that's planted by the water. Mm-hmm. And that's what happens in our life when we take in the Word of God. And then also knowing God's Word gives us power to overcome sin. Psalms 119, verse 11, David says, your word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. So when our heart is filled with God's Word, it forces sin out of our life. It helps us to recognize sin and stay away from it. And this is very important, Pastor Jamie. Notice how Jesus overcame temptation. Many Christians try to pray their way out of temptation, but Jesus did not pray his way out of temptation. He used the Word of God. If you would like to read the entire section of this, it's Matthew 4, 1 through 10. But I want to read Matthew 4, verses 2 and 3, because watch how Jesus overcomes temptation. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if you be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he, Jesus, answered and said, it's written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So Jesus responded to temptation by quoting the Word of God. So that's why we need to read it and know it, so that when Satan attacks us, that we can respond with the Scriptures. And when we can overcome sin.
Yes.
You can overcome sin and be an overcomer in Jesus Christ by using the Word of God. And then God's word is truth. In John 17:17, we're told that the word of God is truth. And by knowing what the truth of God's word is, it keeps us from being deceived by the lies of culture. Mm-hmm. Because there's a lot of lies in our culture today. I'll just name one of them so you can see what I'm talking about here today. One of the lies in culture today is, it's really popular, is that you can choose your gender. Well, that's a lie. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 1, verse 27, that God created us, and he created us male and female in his own image. That's the way God created us. Mm-hmm. And then there's many scriptures about this. Psalms 139, verse 16, he says, your eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect. He says, in my book, all my members were written. So God had prescribed if we were going to be a boy or a girl before we were ever born.
Yes.
Now, my point here is, Pastor Jamie, is that when you know God's word, you can recognize these lies and you won't buy into them and yes. believe them. And that's a very important thing. And so to kind of close this morning, Pastor Jamie, I'd like to just take a minute and help our listeners to become daily readers of the word of God. And to do that, you really need a plan. You need a plan that will enable you to create a good habit of daily reading God's word. And when I look into the Bible to kind of see for some direction, in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 7, it says, and you shall teach them, it's talking about teaching them the word of God. It says, you shall teach them diligently unto your children, and you shall talk of them when you sit in your home, when you walk by the way, and when you lay down, and when you rise up. And so on this, when you rise up, well, that's in the morning, okay? It's talking yes. about when you get up in the morning, he's saying that's a good time to get into the word of God. So let me just suggest to our listeners today that you would get up maybe 30 minutes earlier in the morning and use that 30 minutes each day to read God's word. Now, that's what a plan is, because if I don't have a plan mm-hmm. to read God's word somewhere in my day, I won't get it done.
Yes, yes.
This I know from my own yes. personal life. Isn't that true?
That's true.
If you don't have a place you're going to read it in the day, you won't get it done. There'll yes. be too many things in your day. So let me suggest that you just take that 30 minutes a day. And look, if it don't work for you in the morning, pick some other time. But you've yes. got to pick a time
yes.
when you're going to do this, okay? And if you take 30 minutes a day, you'll have a plan. And let me just suggest this. If you start reading in the book of Matthew, and you read three chapters each day, and you take that 30 minutes, read three chapters each day, and you do that for 90 days, you can read through the entire New Testament
wow.
in just wow. 90 days.
Wow.
And if you do this, I promise you, it will change your life.
Pastor Ron, let me ask this question to you, and maybe you can help our listeners. Okay, maybe there's somebody that they've never read the Bible, you know, and they don't know where to start at. And they get into Genesis, and Genesis is a powerful chapter.
It is.
Powerful book. And then you get into Exodus, and you kind of get a little lost.
And then you get into Leviticus, and
yes,
you are lost.
You are lost. So, because our main thing is when you get a book, you start from the front, and you go all the way to the end.
Right.
Okay, we lose our readers whenever we get into, you know, Leviticus and these type of books. Where do you suggest them to start? And how many scriptures or how many chapters do you recommend for them to read?
If you've never read anything in the Bible before, then I recommend that you read the Gospel of John.
Okay? Ooh, that's good.
It's 21 chapters long. It'll only take you a few days. 3/7 is 21. If you read three chapters a day, you can read it in a week's time. And the reason I'm using three chapters is because that won't take you more than about 30 minutes a day.
Yes.
Okay? And this, what you want to do is get a habit started, okay?
Yes.
And this is a great place to start, and that's a great question, Pastor Jamie. If you've never read it, then I suggest that, yes, you read the Gospel of John. If you're listening to us today and you're discouraged and you're down and you're low, I suggest that you turn to Psalms.
Ooh, that's good.
And read the Psalms. You will be encouraged. You'll find strength and you'll find help. Because like Pastor Jamie's saying, there's different books of the Bible really deal with different subjects. Uh-huh. If you want wisdom, then you should read the book of Proverbs and you should read James, the book of James in the New Testament. And you'll get wisdom. Now, there's wisdom throughout the scriptures,
yes,
for sure.
Yes.
But if you want some concentrated wisdom, then Proverbs and the book of James would be the two places that I would turn to read. So there definitely is specific places to read for specific things. If you're interested in building, you might check out Nehemiah.
That's good.
He was a pretty good builder. he could stay focused. But all of these things are important. But what you want to do is get that Bible reading in your day. If you don't have a space to read it, you won't get it done.
Now, let me ask you this question, Pastor, because we have technology. Right now, you're listening to a podcast. You're probably driving down the road listening to this podcast. Is it okay to listen to the Bible?
Absolutely. Romans 10:17 says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So you brought up a great question, because a lot of people drive, if you drive 30 minutes to work every day,
yes,
you can listen to those three chapters. You can actually, if you're listening, you'll probably get more than three chapters done, just because of the speed of the reader. But you can listen to it coming and going to work every day. And if you're a person who your day is a day of driving, and you drive a lot during the day, you can really listen to a lot of the Word of God as you drive down the road. And it's a very, very powerful thing. It's so powerful to listen to the Word of God. So absolutely, if you have a chance to do that, you should listen to it as you're driving down the road. Or I like to listen when I get out to mow the lawn, or I'm doing something like that. I slip on the headphones and I make use of that time, you know, and our listeners can do the same thing. Like you said, most of them have technology. They've got these smartphones, and we got headphones, the wireless headphones and all that. Make use of that. Listen to the Word of God. Yes, Pastor Jamie, that's a great question.
That's good. So we can listen to the Word, we can read the Word, and we can get the Word in. As you've shared so many great points, Pastor, because there's so many people, when they get the Bible, they go, man, I'm lost in the Bible. And so really, go back and listen to what Pastor Ron said. Go to the Gospel of John. Go to Psalms. Go to Proverbs. And go to Nehemiah. All of these chapters will really help you in the wisdom and knowledge of the Word of God.
And cause you're right, Jamie. People look at the Bible, and it is a big book. It's huge, really, for a book. It's got lots of pages in it.
Yes.
But here's the thing. Here's the question that I sometimes do on this, and you helped me think of it, Pastor Jamie. How do you eat an elephant?
Ooh.
Most of you know the answer to that question, one bite at a time. And that's the thing about reading the Bible. If you break it up down into these little pieces,
yes,
I guarantee you in a year's time, you can read through the entire Bible at just three chapters a day. If you read every day, you'll read through the entire Bible. If that would be your goal, you can do it in 1 year. So, and that's how you get it done. It's a big book. It's just eat the elephant one bite at a time.
That is really, really good. You know, Pastor Ron, there's so many ways that you can listen and read the Bible, and you have the technology right now in your hand, because if you have a smartphone, you can download the Bible. For free. A download app, and then you can, in some of those apps, you can click on it and listen to the Bible. So there's no excuses.
No, this is true. You can download apps for free that you can either read. Some of the apps, you can either read them or listen to them, either one. And these are for free, okay?
Yes.
So if you can't find one of those, contact Pastor Jamie and he'll help you out there, because there's lots of apps. You don't even have to buy the app.
Yes. Well, Pastor Ron, this is a great question. Why should I read the Bible? And not only why should I read the Bible, but you taught us how to read the Bible. And so, Pastor Ron, thank you so much for your wisdom, your knowledge, and for downloading this into us today. And Do you have any more comments or any?
It's our joy too. Just to share this with the readers, you know, I want to make sure that I'm reading mine every day. And so I have five chapters a day I'm reading, but also like this morning when I got up, before I ever came down here, I read my chapter in Proverbs. You remember there's 31 Proverbs.
Yes.
And today is the 8th. And so today I got up and I read the 8th chapter of the book of Proverbs. And so I've already read my Bible today. Now I'm going to go ahead and read 5 chapters later in the day. I've got a spot for that. But I want to assure that I'm going to read some every day. And this is one of the ways I do it, by reading this chapter in Proverbs. And I usually do that before I ever leave the house.
You know, that's what I like about how you're teaching this, because you're not just teaching it for people to hear. You're a doer of what you're speaking, and so that's what's amazing. So those that are listening right now know Pastor Ron does this every day.
It's a part of me. I've did it for years. I think I've read through the Bible about 38 times the past 38 years, and it's just a part of me. It helps me. I'll tell you how it helped me today, even with preparing this one, because right now I'm reading through Deuteronomy. So the verse that I used in the podcast of Deuteronomy uh-huh. chapter 6, verse 7, where it said, you should read it when you lie down and when you get up, mm-hmm. I read that yesterday, see? Wow. And then I got ready to prepare for this, and I thought, hey, that scripture will plug right in there. And this is the way it works when you read the Bible. You find things
yes.
all the time that you can use in your life. Uh-huh. It's like, hey, here's the answer to this question that I was asking right here. You know, yes. it's just right there. Yes. So anyway.
So what you're saying is, after 38 years of reading the Bible 38 times, you still get new revelation out of the Word.
Every day. And it brings me strength. It encourages me every day. I get encouraged. I get refueled when I read the Bible. We all need to be refueled every day.
Yes.
And the refueling is when I put that Bible and take that Word of God and start putting it into myself. And I yes. read it every morning. And I read it for me. You know, I read it so I can get something out of it for me, and it yes. blesses me, and I'm refueled with it. And that's what will happen to our readers. It'll work for everybody.
Yes. Well, let's pray over our listeners today. And God, I just thank you, Father, for those that are listening right now. And I pray, God, that they will take this wisdom and they will take this knowledge of why we should read the Bible. And I pray, God, just as they download an app, let the Holy Spirit begin to download your Word into their life. And yes. Lord, as they begin yes, to read, Father. Lord, let great revelation come out of that time of reading your Word. And God, I pray you give them the wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding. Maybe somebody that needs a healing in their body, they yes. will read the Word of God and see that God still heals today. Yes. And I pray healing virtue begin to flow through their veins. God, I just give you the praise and give you the glory. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you for listening today. We want you to be blessed.
Thanks for listening. We hope you will stay connected by subscribing to our podcast and becoming a partner to our ministry. Go to breakthroughevangelism.com and follow us on all our social media. We want you to be blessed.